Okay, now you're at the point where you're ready to write your first draft. So you have the headline, you have the premise for what you want to do. You understand the basic elements of each piece of the article that you're going to put together. Also, you've done the pre-work so that now, by the time you're ready to sit down and write a draft, you should really be in a position where you're gonna have a solid understanding of what you need to know for your article to be successful. You went through. Now, this is only gonna be true if you actually took the time to do the pre-work. I keep harping on this idea of doing the pre-work, doing every single exercise, filling out worksheets, doing the strategy verbatim, so that you have no excuses when you come to sit down to write. So many people wanna skip steps. They want to do things their way and be creative, but then when it comes time for them to sit down and write, all of a sudden that creativity and free flow goes out the window because they didn't use the process like I told them to. So this, moving forward, is based on the idea that you actually follow through with the process. So you've done pre-work, you have your headline ready to go, you understand the different components of an article, and you also have mind mapped, got all of your ideas out of your head and onto a piece of paper, a literal piece of paper where you're writing it down, then you've taken those bits and pieces and you've turned them into a formal outline that you can use before you sit down and write. Now, once you have all of that stuff in front of you, this is where you write your first draft. Okay? And you've read an article before. You know what the gist of what an article is supposed to be. I can't literally tell you what words to put down there. But you go through and you remember the insights from everything that I've taught you, and you put together your first draft for the article. Now, there are going to be a couple of rules for your first draft that are going to make it a lot easier for you to be successful in the future. These are going to be things that are going to make it much less of an issue, excuse me, of you continuing to get stuck while you write. So, here are some basic rules for your first draft. Rule number one, embrace the shitty first draft. Do not, under any circumstances, try to edit your article while you are writing it. Your only goal is to get all of the words and the ideas out onto the page. You cannot revise and edit your work. Editing requires a different part of your brain than the writing part. The writing is where you're trying to get everything out there. The ideas don't need to make perfect sense. So embrace the shitty first draft and do not try to edit while you write. Another technique that has been very useful for me to help get my first drafts done quicker is that I will use placeholders while I'm writing instead of looking up different things while I'm in the process of my article. This keeps the flow going. So one of the things that gets people tripped up is that they'll do things in the middle of writing their article that they should be saving for the editing phase. They will be going to look for a quote they want to add to an article. They'll go look for a piece of data or a statistic that they're trying to add to the article. They go and look for a reference, or if they get stuck on a phrase, they get way too stuck on the phrase. So if I'm writing a first draft and I know that I want to put a quote somewhere, I will put something in brackets that'll say insert quote. If I have a phrase that I'm unsure whether or not the claim is verified true, when I write it down, I'll do something like highlight it in red instead of Googling to verify whether the claim is true. If I'm writing three bullet points to make a point about something and I don't know what to put for the third point, I just put insert third point here. I don't do anything where I'm having to pause, having to go look for information, having to open new tabs, or having to spend a super, super long time coming up with a certain phrase or something that I want to use. Sometimes I will do this for the subheading. So, like I talked about, if you have three main points for your article, sometimes I will just leave a placeholder and do something like add subhead here. So I won't even worry about giving it too much of a clever name right away. So I'll go through and I'll put placeholders in there to get through and make sure the first draft is complete. You have to free yourself from judgment. Again, I put this course together with every little piece of information that you need to know to create the roadmap for you. But when it comes to that self-judgment, like, look, you are here to build a writing career. You're here because you have important things to say. You're here because you want to make money. You're here because you want to build a platform and have future opportunities for your writing. And none of that is going to happen unless you do the first draft. So we're going to get you into more of a normal routine when I wrap things up at the end. But what I want you to do right now is take time to write a first draft. Now, if you're watching this lesson and this isn't a time of day that's convenient for you to do that, then stop and wait until you are ready to sit down and write a draft. And then write your first draft before you move on to the next lesson where we talk about editing. So go write that first draft right now.